to chsrhealthylife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines. Exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon. This is Astrological Perspectives with Daryl Gaines. I'm so excited to be here, especially on the energy of a new moon that occurred yesterday. I'm excited. I have three wonderful guests today that really speak volumes for what I'd like all of us to focus on, regardless of our sun signs. I think it's important that we look at those two energies, those two planets this month, Jupiter and Saturn. Those planets, regardless of our sun signs, really get us out of the home, manifesting our outer world career objectives. That said, before we dive in, I want to honor the new moon yesterday in Gemini. Mercury, Mercury, Mercury. Another big theme of the month is to be curious. If ever there was an understanding of summer reading, I encourage all of my listeners to read more, to learn, to be curious, especially with all of the energy. You know, Mercury also entered its own ruler, Gemini, a week ago, which actually adds energy to that. We also want to look at the upcoming full moon right around the equinox in Capricorn. But before we get there, we want to pay attention. You know, a new moon is when the sun and moon are one. The moon cannot be seen because it's a beginning. A full moon is when it completely illuminates. But as we build to that full moon on the 21st of June, we want to pay attention to that first quarter on the 14th. Very, very important for all of us. It gets back to not only being curious, but also being understood and knowing that if nothing is said, nothing is heard. Additionally, when we get up to that full moon in Capricorn, the sun will have entered Cancer. So we want to take care of our emotions around the equinox on the 20th and the full moon on the 21st. You know, true power, as I always say, is quiet, but so is he or she that controls his passions. There's no need to allow a lack of self-control. But it also, again, coming back to what I previously said at the start of the show about Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter moved in to Gemini a week ago. Saturn goes retrograde at the end of the month. These two important planets are trigger points in all of our charts. Not to look back with remorse, but that old saying is true. You don't know where you're going until you know where you've been. And it's important for all of us to look back over the last 12 to 14 years and do a checklist of our wants and our needs. It's so important. And as we close the show, we will try to look at the individual sun signs, but across the board, all of us, regardless of our sun signs, must look back over the last 12, 14 years to know where we're going. Because there are so many possibilities, you know, Saturn moving backwards at the end of the month is actually quite auspicious, can bring a lot of ability to understand perhaps some of the challenges of the first 4 months of this year, to eliminate what is no longer necessary in our life and to move ahead on the wings of Jupiter, because Jupiter is about expansion. It really is a growth cycle for all of us, again, regardless of our sun signs. It's so important for us to begin to write down or even to journal what areas of our life we need to see growth in. Well, without further ado, I want to introduce you all to my first guest, Lisa Dietrich. Hello, Lisa. Are you there?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you're on the show, because a lot of your chart speaks volumes of what I was communicating about growth and understanding time, because Saturn really, in Greek, Cronus simply means time. And knowing your chart and how it was activated with very specific trigger points for your outer world objectives. But I want to come back to you, Lisa. You know, I have a celebrity on the line. Lisa Dietrich is an extraordinary musician. She's a songwriter, a vocalist, and she's had universal success with several songs that she wrote. But as I say, there's no such thing as overnight success. Saturn came to the beginning of her chart, and it felt like overnight success, because all of Europe was hearing your music. Right, Lisa?
Yes.
So tell me what's going on. Tell me about that, your trajectory with music and, you know, that beautiful balance between the artistic aspiration and having a job, so to speak.
Having a job, you mean other than music, or?
Yes, because music is your passion.
Right, correct. So,
but you were able to balance as you continued on this, what felt like a long, hard climb. And here you are, you know,
Yes. Sitting
there with such wonderful success. I applaud you. It's been an amazing journey. And I've been fortunate enough to witness it. But tell us about your music.
Tell us a little about
Lisa and how,
okay,
you know, if I, my say in your life. Not that I'm a control freak or anything.
No. So, as you know, so I was writing for years back in the day, and I had several songs in final piles, as they say, for A-list artists. I did not have a manager at the time. I was doing everything on my own. And I had some successes, and, you know, and then just industry things can get so crazy and whatnot. And anyway, it just got to the point where I was just ready to take a break. But I, in my soul, I knew it would happen, and I just knew at that moment I needed to just bow out, take a break, and that I would get a sign when it was time to get back in. So I just fell back into one of my businesses, and that went fantastically well. And so for several years, I just completely focused on that. And then one day I got a text message from a big music director friend of mine, and he let me know that he was rehearsing in full rehearsal with one of my songs with one of the most iconic artists on the planet. And I thought, well, okay, I guess it's time for me to get back. And this had been about, I don't know, 12 years later. And
yes, exactly.
So,
a full, as I said, a full Jupiter return, a cycle, a beginning, a growth cycle. And forgive me for interrupting,
Oh, no, go ahead.
There was a key word that spoke volumes for not only your birth chart, your birth promise, the self-sufficiency, the ability to do it all on your own because, again, of Saturn and its placement in your chart and where it was when things seemingly happened overnight because it was full circle. But continue, please.
Yes. It was so crazy. So I felt it was time to start writing again, and I got introduced to a producer at a music event, and we were going to just start writing some original songs together, and Father's Day was coming up, and I just happened to hear Natalie Cole's La Costa, which I later found out is most everyone's favorite song she ever recorded, and I had never heard it before, but it was very reminiscent of Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, which was one of my father's favorites, and I just got this whimsical idea to remake the song as a gift for my dad, because what can we do for our parents at some point in life to be creative with a new type of gift? So the producer I was working with, I said, hey, do you mind helping me knock this song out for my dad? And he said, sure. So anyway, we knocked it out. I was able to get some of my iconic friends on the track, which was just a blessing, and I gave the song to my father, and he was thrilled with it, and because I'd been off the grid for so long, I started to send it to my peers just for fun, because they hadn't heard anything from me in so many years. So one of them used to work at a major record label, and he was always on my case to be an artist and wanted to sign me, and I just really wanted to remain as a writer. And anyhow, flash forward in 2018, when I reached out to him, he's now doing independent artist promotion. So he just lost his mind when he heard the song, and he's like, oh, my God, you have to put this out. You have to put this out. And I really had no interest in being an artist, and I just kept saying no, no, no. And then I finally said, okay, whatever. Just put it out. I don't care anymore. Just do what you want to do. And he said, you'll need a, you will need a lyric video as well. So I looked that up in a week. Anyway, it got released. And within a month, the song had 100,000 streams and 100,000 views on the video, and I ended up on the chart in the UK, number 3, right under Chaka Khan. This was when she had Like Sugar out, that song Like Sugar.
Yeah.
And I got written up in jazz magazines. I was all over radio, just everywhere, all over Europe. And I was like, what is going on? What is going on?
So what did I tell you?
You told me, see?
I told you so because of the timing. Exactly. You stuck
yeah.
with it. That energy, not only what you were born with, but where it was placed. And that's why it's so important, my listeners, to know your chart. Go beyond the sun sign. Understand where those two very focal energies, those planets, Saturn and Jupiter are in your chart, especially with your both your home and career objectives. There's such clarity and awareness, and it also gives us comfort that we're on the right track. And not only as a friend, but also a source of counsel for you, Lisa, I was so thrilled for you, and I know it's just beginning. Because, again, what goes around comes around, and here you are. You were born with this passion as an artist, as a musician, as a creative, but also someone with that Saturnian energy of self-sufficiency, not looking left, not looking right, but straight ahead, dancing to the beat of your birth promise, your birth chart.
And I do want to mention, Daryl, you predicted to the exact point 2 years prior to all of this happening and my whole music world exploding. You completely predicted it. You said, Lisa, in 2 years, such and such and such and such. And it couldn't have been more true. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm so thrilled for you, but also you know, because the ruler of your chart is, you know, so powerful in the sense that you're living to tell, and also an inspiration. And that's why not only I've always wanted you on the show, but you're here as living proof, as above, so below. Let's get beyond the sun sign. Yes, we are a sun sign, but understanding our trajectory, understanding that our yellow brick road is our yellow brick road. But of course, there's balance and relationships, all of it. So, Lisa, I can't begin to tell you. I've told you offline, and I'm telling you online how proud I am of you. And you really prove as above, so below. So what's happening these days? Any new records coming?
Yeah, well, I did want to mention something you said in regards to timing, because I did not want to be an artist back in the day, because when I got out here, people said, you will have zero control over anything signed to a label. And with this timing, how technology and everything has changed, and putting this record out myself, now I am fully in control of my whole entire career. And I, as you know, I ended up putting out several original singles. I created the videos with some incredible animators. I was in charge of my marketing campaign, all of my social media. I didn't have to get any approval. I was involved in all of my mixes and the mastering, and completely in charge of my world, which I would not have been able to do back then, which again is why I wanted nothing to do with it. I thought, oh, I'll just be a writer, and then maybe when I'm older, I'll do a jazz album or something. But
yes.
So I just wanted to get back to the timing, because you couldn't be more correct. And so now, I felt, fortunately, I achieved what I set out to do, is getting my branding and my footprint out there, and a small body of work. And now I will continue to put out some more singles, and my main focus now is music for film, songs
yes.
for film.
Yes.
So I have immersed myself into that world, and got accepted into the Society of Composers and Lyricists, and I joined the Music Supervisor Guild. So it is a whole different world than what I was in prior, as pitching songs directly to artists. So I'm not afraid of hard work, and I'm so excited about this next phase, and still continuing to release some work as an artist, because I keep getting calls from these DJs, when's the next song coming out? So I am finally back in. I took a year off after my last single, and now I'm ready to get back in the saddle.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on, and we're about to go to a commercial break in a moment. I would love to have you on in October, because October, I haven't told you this, but October is a very pivotal moment in that career objective of music supervision, dealing with films. So hopefully we'll see you in October. And also, quickly, your website is what?
Yes, lisadietrichmusic.com. And my YouTube channel is Lisa Dietrich Music, where you will find some fantastically animated videos that actually have won awards all over the world. And I have over 6 million views on those videos. They're a lot of fun to watch. And thank you so much.
It really is. My listeners, please, please, please go to those sites. She has done a phenomenal. Her music, the artistry is sublime. Well, thank you, Lisa Dietrich. And have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to hearing more wonderful, wonderful news of expansion.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you so very much.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session, or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, and welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. This is your host, Daryl Gaines. And happy, happy June. Happy new moon. And I am so happy and thrilled to have Marion Roman back. She was on last month, and unfortunately we ran out of time, and I so enjoyed our time together, Marion. So let's pick up where we left off.
How's Hi, that? Daryl, it's great to be back. And I like your background noise.
Sophia, my beautiful baby, and Franklin, they're, you know, protecting me. They see a car coming down the driveway.
Yes, they have a lot to say.
Well, she's a Virgo with an Aquarian moon. She's an Aries with a Scorpio moon, so I've got my hands full. How's that?
Yeah, you are busy.
She doesn't miss a beat.
I love
What's that?
Yeah, you're surrounded by a lot of energy.
Yes. Walking with it. So, Marion, knowing that your chart really is the chart of now, you were born in many ways ahead of your time, being an Aquarius rising, Uranus ruling your chart. I love this time. I know it's a very challenging time, but I also feel it's a very auspicious time because there are a lot of people that are receptive to change. And, you know, change, of course, that sounds cliched. It's the only thing that's constant except for out of the vending machine, right? that was a bad joke. Sorry.
It worked.
But seriously, this Uranian Aquarian time of bringing awareness to a lot of sleepwalkers, and it's not about shaking people up. We'll let the universe do that. But I feel with your trajectory and your dedication to a healthy life, hence having you again on HealthyLife.net and wellness. And really at the theme of this show, self-betterment through awareness, the ruler of your chart, and also your ability to take the lower form of the mind and and expand it, getting back to that expansion, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. These are planets. These are energies. I want to bring them down to Earth. I bring them down to Earth, and I see a being like you, Marion, and figuring it all out, as we all are. That said, I want to hear what's going on and some of your thoughts of what you'd like to see and how you'd like to bring that awareness more and more.
Wow, that's a lot that you just said there, and so much of it rings true. Thank you for that perspective, because I have to say, Daryl, that something's going on. I'm sure that you can see it astrologically, in astrological terms. I'm feeling so exhausted on
yes.
I'm not talking about a physical level, you know, but just like a spiritual level.
Yes.
And it's so interesting to hear what you just shared, because I was just thinking yesterday, actually, about how I had this moment where I'm very visual, and like I can see, when I look to the left, I see this like dark shadow just uh-huh. in the past, and I see it. Like I've never experienced this before, where I look and I can see just this heavy darkness and past, and then I look to the right, which is representing the future, and I see light and fields and air and sun and so much lightness. But when I look straight ahead, it's very gray.
I don't feel that that's a negative perception. Mm-hmm. I feel actually in the big picture, it's quite optimistic and very mm-hmm. positive, because that's where we are. We have to
yep.
accept the challenges of that Plutonian energy, the planet Pluto, you know, moving mm-hmm. from Capricorn to Aquarius and back and forth over these next few months. Yes, part of Pluto is dark, and mm-hmm. the cycles of life, darkness into light. We have to look at these inconvenient truths. I feel strongly, Marion, regardless of our political points of view, we have to get past this polarization. And I feel more than positive that that's happening. But at the same time, I feel that practitioners such as yourself, who walk and talk wellness, a healthy life, and bringing awareness, but sometimes, I know I do, I get frustrated. But we have to mm-hmm. step back, and we only know what we know, right? But mm-hmm. we can try to minister or to speak, and those who are receptive, I feel, will be, you know, enough to bring us out of that gray into that light that it's so bright that our eyes should be burning. Do you feel that?
100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, and I definitely don't want to get stuck on it, but it's not about politics. And you know, saying it is just, in my opinion, just sort of a very, it's an easy way to see things,
yes.
right? I think it's safe
deflection.
For people.
It's a deflection
right.
from us
right.
not doing first again, and forgive me for cutting you off. I just have
no,
to get
please.
This out, because it comes back to what I opened with of mm-hmm. going, leaving the home and being successful in the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to take care of home. Stop deflecting of what's going on in the outer world. Take care of ourselves
yep.
first, our family, and friends can be family can be friends. But let's have a foundation. Let's work on home, and then we go out, and we do what we can with the collective, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, it feels everywhere it turns, that, and this is from working with people individually, and then just from, you know, looking on social media, so many truths are being exposed. And personally, I'd rather live in a time where truths are being exposed than living, even though it was all fun and, you know, SHITs and giggles for a while, there was a lot of truth being covered up. And, you know, at what expense? And now we're starting to see the results of that. And it's really incredible. You know, people will sometimes occasionally you'll see somebody who will say, what a time to be alive. But it really is such a time to be alive.
I think I don't say this in a new agey way, but this really is the best generation for now. You see your two children, again, that great energy perhaps, but I know by the time that they're well after college, things will be much, much better. Much better. For sure.
Absolutely.
And it's not false optimism at all. I know it's going to happen, but we've got to get through this next year. And that's not to, I didn't say that to induce paranoia, but there are some challenges we'll face, especially coming up in October. And I just want those of us who practice and promote a healthy life, what is positive and possible. That said, Marianne, can you hang on for another segment, another 8 minutes? Is that cool?
That'd be great. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll see you on the other side.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer, Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. I am your host, Daryl Gaines, and with me is the wonderful Marianne Roman. Hello, Marianne. Welcome back. So we were talking about getting past this gray. And what are your thoughts? I know astrologically, you know, we are dealing with Plutonian energy. Pluto really is about death and rebirth. I feel that it's metaphoric and literal throughout human history. It's tough. You know, we experienced it with the AIDS crisis. We experienced it with the atomic bomb. We experienced it with September 11th, the COVID crisis, and now the political landscape. These are all Plutonian energies that force us, a piece of us, to die and be born again. And it's tough, mm-hmm. but ultimately it's quite positive, because after each death, there's such profound life like never before. So mm-hmm. on the other side of all of this, this Plutonian energy, and then we have these wonderful backup singers, Saturn and Jupiter, helping us along to look back over the last 14 years, the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I know personally what was going on with you and your trajectory, and I feel that you're at a critical turning point. I've said this to you personally, because what I saw 14 years ago were seeds of this ability to lead. And, you know, you were born with a Gemini moon, and you must speak, you must write. And I know it's very difficult to figure it all out, but I also know, Marianne, that by October, I'm giving everybody an ultimatum of October. By October, I want you on it.
Yeah. Well, you've been telling me this for years, and, you know, here we are. we finally approached that moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's, thank you for sharing all that, because, you know, you had mentioned how we were kind of talking about how in all of these tumultuous times, it really comes down to taking care of, oh, hold on one second, sorry about that, taking care of ourselves, right? And, you know, you also had talked about this generation, and not to jump too far back to where we were, but I just, you know, what I'm seeing so much now is like the generation that's right now, that's growing up, my kids, right, they're 19 and 17, and their generation is really learning how to take care of themselves properly, which
yes.
is so interesting to me, because the current, you know, that we're dealing with right now in the workforce is kind of, it just feels like these kids that are in our workforce now did not learn how to take care of themselves properly.
Yes.
And the current generation now is sort of, they're seeing that, and it feels really promising.
And forgive me for interrupting. Hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want the listeners to know, pay attention. We're in the last act of Uranus and Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
It will move into Gemini soon. Neptune, these outer planets, and to Aries. And Pluto, ricocheting, will finally be in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge, regardless of our sun sign. It's
right.
important, listeners, look at that transcending energy, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Don't hide behind your sun sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, I love that. That's so killer. It's so spot on, Daryl, because really what's so empowering right now is to self-care. And I don't mean that in an Instagram post way.
Yes.
In a spiritual, deep, enriching way, the best thing that I feel, and it sounds aligned with what you're talking about astrologically, is regardless of your sun sign, it's all about self-care right now. And it feels almost like the opposite. It feels like you should be out there saving the world and making a difference. But the way to do that, it seems very clear, is to start at home, home being yourself.
Yes, because when you know yourself, you're always home.
Yeah, and
it's,
considering what you just shared.
Home is not only a location. I think more importantly, it's a state of mind. It is a powerful point in all of our birth charts. It's the nadir. It's the bottom of the chart. And from the bottom, we go to the top. But we have to be at home. We must know ourselves. We must know
mm-hmm.
home. And that's why
yeah.
it's so important for my listeners and people who follow astrology. I'm glad that it's out there on Instagram. It can be quite annoying the way it's trivialized and almost put into a census box, almost racially or sexually. I'm a Gemini. I'm a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
Right. Yeah, it's just not that simple. Let's get that, a good way of saying it.
Yes.
but it is really, you know, hearing you talk about all the transition that's happening right now and what is coming, that this is the best way to prepare ourselves. That even though it feels like there is, at least for me, so I shouldn't speak so generally, but for me, it feels like I should be out there saving the world. What am I doing? Why am I not out there, like, you know, marching for God knows what? But the truth is, because what's most important right now is actually to sit quietly and be reflective.
Yes.
And to, you know, pay attention, not shut it out, but
right.
Not
this
take
is not
it
about
in.
Putting your head in the sand. And
no,
be aware. Do what you can without a world concerns, but also take care of yourself. Take care of home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And
that was,
it is
that was the
too.
Point of, you know, there are a lot of points to COVID, but there's a reason why we went home. There was
mm-hmm.
a reason why, as we were putting masks on, metaphorically, the masks were coming off. And we were
absolutely.
seeing things like never before. And we're still in it. We're still in it. That's why I know, again, by the time your wonderful children graduate from college, we'll be there. I know that. I say that with arrogance.
I totally agree. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And, you know, it is really, it's very interesting because it feels just, when you look at history, and again, you know, I love looking at history through an astrological lens, which, you know, I can only do with you. but when you do that and you see the patterns and,
yes.
and how this is, sure, it may seem like this has never happened before, but it has. And the in a sense, versions of it, right? And like, it seems that it always comes down to exactly what we're talking about, which is, hey, the self and what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
And being prepared. So yeah, very powerful time.
So, I know this is going to be a terrific summer for you. Are you going to be at the water?
Yes.
I'll be out there August. I'll be out there right after your birthday. I'll be out there the 12th for a week. I wish I could bring my babies, but, you know, I don't know how to drive, so I can't. Unless you want to come here and drive.
Well, we should talk about that. That does sound, I mean, you're not that far away.
They are just such an anchor. I got to tell you, in astrology, you know, pets, the sixth house, it's a very spiritual connection. And
mm-hmm.
we want to be kind to our animals. I love your little Sherman, by the way. That said, it was so wonderful having you again, Marian. I look forward to you coming back. I look forward to seeing you in August.
I cannot wait. And let's get in touch if you need a ride.
Yeah.
Get those dogs out there, but thank you
yeah,
so much for having me, Darryl.
They will love you. Okay, Marian. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Be good.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer, Darryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Darryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Darryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit GuidingPlanet.co.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives. This is your host, Daryl Gaines, and my guest, my last guest for today's show, is Harrison Chain. How are you, Harrison?
I'm great, Daryl. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm so glad at the last moment I got you on, because not only are you doing amazing things that mirror what's going on in your birth chart, but also what's going on for all of us. Expansion, reaching for career objectives, and through technology. And without further ado, tell us about your new platform, Control Freak, because it really speaks volumes, by the way. I opened the show talking about Jupiter and Saturn. And this new platform really, really speaks for as above, so below. It couldn't be more perfect what you're doing right now. But without further ado, please.
Absolutely. You know, Control Freak was, you know, born as an idea on how can I, and with my, you know, skills and talents, empower, you know, all of the practitioners in the wellness space, in the spiritual wellness space, to be able to create larger audiences and to make more of an impact in their communities. You know, I wasn't always in the spirit, I wasn't always spiritual, but one of the things that, you know, I fell in love with the community and as I got involved is how everybody really is out just to serve. And the question that, you know, everybody always asks is, how can I, you know, help the people around me? And that really inspired me to say, okay, you know, if there are so many, you know, practitioners across the country and the world, you know, how can we, you know, help them make more of an impact in their community? Because as I get more involved in the wellness community, you know, I see that everywhere else would be, you know, would benefit from having these same practices.
Yes, and forgive me for the interruption, but it speaks a lot of your birth promise, of your birth chart, to be of service, to understand the material world and the spiritual world, and to connect the dots. I think that's one of the, that personally as an astrologer is one of my favorite planetary configurations, Saturn-Neptune. To understand structure and order, but also the limitlessness of the artist. And when I look not only what you're doing and how on time it is and what is so needed in the collective right now, I'm just so excited that you're doing something of service, of wellness, of positivity. And the practitioners, to be clear, is a group, a consortium of people throughout the world that can come together on this platform, both, you know, for work and, you know, to hear their spiritual visions. Correct?
absolutely say, you know, talking about bridging the gap between, you know, the material and the spiritual, you know, part of, you know, what I see in practitioners' daily lives, and especially my own, is that, you know, all we want to do is serve, and we want to work with the people who are around us, whether, you know, we're giving them a reading or a healing or whatever it is, and that's how we make our impact. And
yes,
having to, you know, spend your time, you know, in the quote-unquote back office with, you know, all of the boring business stuff, whether it's, you know, haggling, you know, for getting your clients to pay you, whether it's scheduling and follow-up, you know, whatever it may be, you know, not having to worry about that side of the business and being able to spend more of your time, you know, really as the show. Because that's how I see a lot of the practitioners. You know, they are the event, and we just want to get them more streamlined.
And also, you're creating a community. And before I forget, could you please let my listeners know how to look at this amazing new platform of bringing practitioners of health and wellness in the healthy life arena, how they can look at this amazing new platform. How is it spelled? What's the name?
Absolutely. So if you would like to control your frequency, the website is CTRLFREQ.com, controlfreq.com.
And just one more time, say it again.
CTRLFREQ.com, controlfreq.com.
I love that name. You know, what's in a name? In astrology, when you look at it in a chart, it rules the third piece to our charts. And it's so pointed in your chart. I mean, what an auspicious moniker to have. So bravo to you, Harrison. And, you know, looking at your birth chart, knowing that certain things are coming full circle in the sense of the inner world and the outer world reaching for this amazing, amazing career objective, but also for the betterment of the collective, which is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Where do you see yourself in this 2-year cycle that I know that you're experiencing?
No, it's interesting because I really feel like I'm coming into a strong purpose with this platform and this community that we're building and how we can, you know, create a new status quo for practitioners and really just the wellness community in general. And
yes,
over the next 2 years, you know, that's exactly where I see it going. I see, you know, a community,
yes,
of practitioners and patrons alike and, you know, us being able to advocate for practitioners to really bring them, you know, the karmic value they deserve and be able to get them the audience that they deserve and, you know, really use the collective power to, you know, bring a greater light to a lot of these practices that so many people across the country, you know, go to, but we're still at a point where not a lot of people will admit to it or talk about it. I know plenty,
yes,
of people, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, old, young, rich, poor,
yes,
black, white.
Yes. And the world,
you know,
will be as one. And when I look,
exactly,
at your chart, not only are you going through the misunderstood astrological cycle, the Saturn return and the lunar return, you really speak volumes for the upside. Sometimes, you know, human nature is to look, oh no, I'm about to have my Saturn return. Well, lucky you. When you're aware, as you are, yes, everything, you know, everything, nothing happens overnight, but you are well on your way. You are well on your way, and kudos to you, Harrison. And I look forward to hearing great, great things from you over the next 2 years. And that said, thank you so much, Harrison, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And to my listeners, here we are at the beginning of a new month. As we move through the month, let's be a little more curious. Let's get into that summer reading. The energies right now are about curiosity, learning, but also retracking our steps over the last first 5 months of this year. Listeners, thank you so much. Here's to a wonderful, wonderful month, and I look forward to being here next month, the first Friday of every month. It has been such a pleasure and privilege to be here at Healthy Life Net. Here's to a wonderful, wonderful month.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60 minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer, Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.